When was the last time you looked in a mirror? Did you check for spinach or green chili in your teeth, in your car mirror, just before you came in today? More than seeing your teeth, do you remember who you saw? One of the ancient Greek myths is a mirror story, the story of Narcissus. One day after an unhappy love affair, he wandered into the forest and stopped by a crystal clear pool because he was thirsty. He kneeled down to drink, and looking down in the water, he saw there a sight which entranced him, a beautiful, perfect face, noble nose, eyes wide, so beautiful that he caught his breath, and he forgot his thirst, and he leaned ever closer, so moved and fascinated by the face in the water that he desperately wanted to kiss the face. But of course, every time he tried to touch the beautiful face, the surface would dissolve in the stirring of the water. And so Narcissus would kneel there by the brook, forlorn, until the water stilled again and he could see the face again, and then once again yearn with all his heart and soul and mind just for the beautiful person in the pool, which was, of course, his own reflection. And from then on, he never loved anyone else, never moved on from his obsession with himself. And he died a long and painful, starving death of the self-absorbed person looking in the mirror, all by himself, at himself, in the deep, lonely pool. This can happen to people who look too long in the mirror. We all probably know some Narcissuses, and of course there's a little Narcissus in every human being. And this is where we get both the personality disorder called narcissism and the flower called Narcissus. Daffodils, paperwhites, jonquils, which are said to have sprung up where Narcissus died, and of course their heads are looking down just like he did. I'm afraid I really like daffodils, but I'm a little sad when I look at them because I'm thinking of poor old Narcissus who couldn't bear to drag himself away from his own reflection. And then in the reading for today from the letter of James, there's another kind of looking in the mirror. We might just take little sideways glances in the mirror and dash out the door and forget who and whose we are, lost in the roar and busyness of a world that will suck everything up like a giant tornado, only to look in the mirror you speed by, the one you can't seem to remember the shape of, the essence of. Do you remember who you saw? It can be getting like a little, besides that spinach in your teeth, it can be like you have chocolate frosting on your cheek, and you look in a mirror, and then you turn around and walk around all day with chocolate frosting still on there. An embarrassing smudge. You never bother to wipe the chocolate off your face because you forget that's even there. It's a silly idea. Whichever way the story goes, self-absorption or self-carelessness, I don't think we can see ourselves and remember ourselves with much clarity if it's just me, myself, and I, you, yourself, and you, looking in the mirror all by our lonesomeness. That's why we gather in communities, like congregations. I can't really see myself just by looking in a mirror, and neither can you. Generally, when at least mainline clergy are getting ready to be ordained, they have to go through something called CPE, Clinical Pastoral Education. And one of the things one generally learns in CPE is where your blind spots are. The other people in your CPE cohort are more than happy to point out your blind spots. And it's painful, but good. But put us in front of something like that, something like a community Christ mirror with some other people who are trying to love themselves and love each other and love God. Well, then you've got something to see. Something that will change the world. When we look in that mirror together and see ourselves doing what James called living the law of liberty. I believe with all my heart that mirroring and reflecting Christ together works in communities that will risk such work. Lots of churches don't, which I think is a good reason why lots of people don't go to church. We don't need one more place to hide from our real selves, our true selves. And if you never find a little group, and there always needs to be a little group like your cohort in CPE, who will risk looking in the mirror together and being together a place where we remind each other of the chocolate frosting on our face, where love is shared and truth is told, and the beauty of becoming is the work of the community. That's why we can speak the truth, because we are already loved. My CPE cohort, I was the only Christian. There were Buddhists and others, atheists, but we were a community of love, and we all knew that we were loved. And we speak the truth knowing that we are made in the image of God, and that we are eating in this table with regular human hands, that God chose to accompany us as he walked the earth. Jesus hangs out with all of us who have spinach in our teeth and chocolate frosting on our face. God is with us, just as we are, accompanying us, loving us, leading us in the journey home. That's why God's Spirit keeps drawing us together. And it's certainly why, when God does draw us together, we speak the truth about ourselves in God's love. The flip side of that is that we hope the church isn't a place where we're reluctant to show our true selves. Here we see ourselves and each other in true mirrors, not like the funhouse mirrors. One place I see myself in a literal good big mirror, much more than at any other time, is when I'm getting a haircut. The past several years, I've been getting my haircut at the nearby Walmart up the road. Frankly, I prefer the hairstylists who turn your chair away from the mirror while they're working on you, but my Walmart haircutter leaves me staring right in the mirror the whole time. I've been startled several times, not just by how white those hairs are on the floor, but my stylist always ends the cut saying, "There you are, gorgeous." I suspect that at least part of the reason she says that is because I'm getting ready to decide how much to tip her. But still, the church could do worse than being an inner beauty shop, a place where love is shared, truth is told, and the beauty of becoming is the work of the community. Plain old mirrors can be incredibly unreliable. We can get stuck all by ourselves like Narcissus. Or like the person in James, we can look in the mirror by ourselves and then rush away and forget not just what we look like, but who we are. To know and to love the real me and the real you, we need each other. To look into the Christ mirror and say, "When I see you, I see compassion, humility, creativity, bravery, humor, loyalty, endurance, forgiveness, wisdom, abundance. When I look in the mirror, I see the beauty of our belovedness beyond the telling." When was the last time you looked in that kind of mirror? Do you remember what you saw, who you saw? Do you need someone to look with you? I do. My plan after this is that now, each time I'm looking in a regular old mirror, I try to remember all the saints who have gone before and all the saints I know who are alive now. I can picture them in a big crowd behind me. And we're all helping each other see who and whose we really are. And all of us see compassion, creativity, bravery, humor, loyalty, endurance, forgiveness, wisdom, beauty, and abundance. Whichever way the story goes, again, self-absorption or self-carelessness, we need it to not be just me, myself, and I, and you, yourself, and you. Mirroring and reflecting Christ together works in a church that will risk such work. Again, lots of churches don't. On the other hand, we can choose to be together in a place where love is shared and truth is told, and the beauty of becoming is the work of the community. Have you heard this quote from Rachel Held Evans? Imagine if every church became a place where everyone is safe, but no one is comfortable. Imagine if every church became a place where we told one another the truth. We might just create sanctuary. May this be a place where everyone is safe and no one is comfortable. May this be a place where everyone tells each other the truth. May we see one another. Being seen, our God invites us all to come to the table this morning, telling us to see ourselves and each other and to lay it all on the table. Amen.